Welcome to Together Forever. I am Dumisani Mfune, and with me in studio today is...
Mandla Lupondwana.
We've been looking at the times we're living in and how things have changed. One of the things that has changed is we find sometimes the woman, the wife, earning significantly more than her husband. And sometimes it can create awkward situations. Now, if we just left at that, just letting you guys be aware of that, I think, Mandla, I don't think our job would be done.
No,
it wouldn't. If someone is in that situation, or rather, if they as a husband are earning significantly more, what can they do as a husband to make sure that if the tables were to turn, you know, they would be happy with what's happening?
All right. I think the first thing we need to do as men is to understand that our role and our position as husbands and heads of household has nothing to do with money. That is very, it's a very important first step.
So there's even nothing there's to no do money,
with money.
Even if there's no money, the role of headship would still exist.
You'd still be head of the household. You'd still be a husband. Now, you may wonder, if you're not the provider, then what? First of all, you are there to be a leader. Now, if you look at our communities, let's look at our African communities and look at leaders. We've had chiefs in the past. In some parts of Africa, we still do have chiefs. Now, these people, the chiefs would also appoint headmen to head certain villages. Mm-hmm. And these headmen provided a leadership role in the sense that they made sure people met, discussed, sorted out what they thought needed to be done, and they facilitated the implementation of those decisions. Mm-hmm. Even when the chief called a meeting, he would sit there, he would have a lot of advisors, and talk to any senior African men, they will tell you that the wise chiefs kept quiet and listened to the people, and probably spoke last in summary of what the people had said and gave direction as to what was going to happen next, and then made sure that the decisions that were made were implemented. That is leadership that we know mm-hmm. from our structures in Africa. Before there was money in our African communities, our parents provided leadership. Whether that leadership was in determining where we are going to go next, trying to get the family together to sort out what was best for the family. And African communities were very consultative. People didn't just do things. Even in families, the men, the elders would come together. They would speak. They would consult. They would agree on a way forward. Basically, that's what we know as leadership. Someone who facilitates a discussion on the way forward. And after we've decided what to do, the person makes sure it happens.
It is done.
That's what we know. Before we went to school, that's what we experienced. When a group of friends was there, whoever was leading those boys or girls, you'd find that that person was there. Basically, the others would say, we don't want this, then joke around, and the friend would basically kind of take them where they need to go. That's what we've understood to be leadership in Africa. When we go to the mountain for circumcision, in those cultures that do have circumcision, you'll find that probably the son's chief is there as the head boy who's being circumcised. And that's basically what he learns there. One of the things he learns is how to listen, take good advice, round up the decision, and then make sure it's implemented. That's leadership. When we met with the Western world as Africans, we discovered that there were differences in the way we did things, but essentially, that's also what they advocated. The difference was that in the Western world, they wrote it down. We didn't write it down. It just moved on from generation to generation. That's how we did it. Mm-hmm. And so when we say, as a husband, you are head of the household, you are a leader, that's basically what we mean. We simply mean that the African way of doing it is for you to bring your wife, sit down, listen to what she says, give your input, let her give her input, and when you come up with a decision together, you make sure it's implemented. Now, that has nothing to do with who earns more money. It's a leadership role. There were certain responsibilities that fell on a man, even before there was money, even before our contact with the Western world. And these had to do with our religious obligations. Mm-hmm. Before we even came into contact with Christianity, men were the ones who were tasked in African societies to talk to their ancestors. The man would go to the kraal and he would speak to other sisters. If something needed to be slaughtered, he would facilitate that. So the person was responsible for the religious life of this family was who?
Amen.
Was the man. He was, in African settings, always known as the priest of this family. He was the one who would always intercede with ancestors on behalf of his wife. Well, now we are believers. We are Christians. And as Christians, the same thing continues. On religious matters, matters of praying, making sure that your family prays, they have family worship, that still falls on you as a what? As a responsibility.
So it means leadership has nothing to do with money.
Nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with money. And thirdly, in African societies, men were expected to be examples. There were no schools in our time where kids went and sat down, not in our time, way back in Africa, before we had contact with the Western world. We did not have these schools where our kids, yes, grown-up people may have, especially in North Africa, but we did not have primary schools where our kids went to school. Our kids learned life from example. They would observe parents, and they would get an example of how they should live. And from there, they would live their lives. So as men, as heads of household, we were also expected to live a model life for the kids. And that was leadership. You did not just tell them what to do. You showed them what to do. So that's leadership. That's what we expect. And that has nothing to do with who earns more money. Now, that is your position in the home. That is your position in the home. When you come, when you step into your house, into your yard, the family is happy because whatever problems they had, you were seen as the person who brought the solution. Now, let me tell you how to stretch that. When your wife was stressed by something, in the way back, she would be happy to see you come home. Why? Because whatever stressed her, you would be able to attend to. Whether it was the kids or the animals or some garden issue or whoever, whatever the problem may have been, the husband represented a solution. Now, the husband representing a solution was part of his leadership role. Did that have anything to do with money? No.
Not at all.
So we need to understand as husbands that we are heads of household. In other words, we are leaders. That's our primary function. We lead. And you continue to lead even when you have no money. Look at democracies today. You can find someone who is president of a country, even though he's not the richest man in the country.
That's true.
But he's still able to be president. Why? Because you don't need money to lead. Money does not make you a leader. It may give you power, it may give you clout, but it does not make you a leader. So we should stop associating our leadership role as heads of household with money. There's nothing, that they're not connected. You can be head of your household even though you do not have money. Money will make your life as a family very easy. Your ability to be able to deal with that particular thing will make your life as a family very easy. But as men, we should stop associating our leadership role with money.
Wow. Well put, man. Guys, I hope you've understood and you've seen clearly that being a leader has nothing to do with money. Because even before we had money, we had effective leaders. So I pray that if we have wrongly been associating our role as men with money, that God will help us make the necessary changes. Remember, Mandla some time back stated that for those things that hit the core of who we are, it's only a relationship with Jesus Christ that can help us change. So until next time, I am Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
God bless you as you make the necessary changes.